back, you know.
Yeah.
He's got the beautiful set of teeth now. Made sure my kids had good teeth, because Daddy took us to, when we was coming up, an old quack, you know, old army dentist, you know, and a bastard. My teeth just rut my teeth. I got cavities now and teeth that need to be pulled, and had, I got about 7 or 8 teeth need to be pulled, and, you know, partial plates put in.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get that done before long, too.
I'm
not gonna let my teeth, kids' teeth get like that.
Yeah.
My daughter's had one cavity. Randy has not had a one. He's 14.
Yeah.
And by the time I was 14, I had 12, 14 cavities. You know, back then they didn't know anything about dental hygiene or flaws, dental flaws, or didn't have fluoride in the toothpaste or anything.
Yeah.
We used to brush with baking soda and such stuff as that. That's about all we had, you know.
Yeah.
Mm. Of course, baking soda was good. It made, you know, make your teeth white.
Yeah.
But it didn't protect the enamel, you know, in your teeth.
Now, this is the, this is my hand, this is the
palm
your hand. And you got mad, make a
fist.
Double up, make two.
Two fists.
Two fists when you go to fight somebody.
Yeah.
Any place where you can, you know, your father, when he starts getting old, he might complain he's getting stiff in his
joints.
Yeah.
Arthritis.
Yeah.
Arthritis ain't bad, but arthritis can get you.
Now, talking about you, folks might say you've got broad
shoulders.
Upper part of the man's body is his
chest.
They measure the height of a horse in
hands.
Yeah. Right.
So you might be 10 hands tall or something like that.
Yeah. You have a left and a right
hand.
Now you might get a pain in your
foot,
and it ran all the way up your
leg.
When you're walking around in the dark at night, you might stumble
shins.
And bruise your shin. Okay. Now, what do you say when you're doing this? You're
kneeling. Crouch.
Yeah, you're getting down on your
haunches.
Haunches. You say you're...
That's a calf of your leg.
Yeah. The ground, you might say the ground's too cold to sit on, so you had to...
Crouch.
You had to crouch down.
Sit in a hunch position.
Yeah. Hunker down.
Hunker.
Hunker down. Did you hear folks say that?
Yeah, hunker down.
Yeah. When you want to scare somebody,
old
you...
old saying.
Yeah. Hunker down. I think you'd say that when we were out hunting.
We always said crouched. Crouch down.
Yeah.
Kneel, whatever.
Somebody, when you saw somebody who maybe had been sick a while, you know, he's up now, but he still looks a little...
peaked.
Peaked, yeah. A person who's big and maybe a little overweight, or, you know, a big fella, they'd say he was a what? What kind of guy?
He'd be robust.
Robust fella.
Kind of heavy.
Yeah. Stout.
Yeah, I've heard. My wife's father was named Stout.
That's his name?
That was his name, dead now. S-T-O-U-G-H-T.
When did he?
He died about 2 years ago.
Yeah. Did you go to the
funeral? Yeah. Yeah, he was a good old man. He, I told you about it. Like I did,
didn't I? Oh, you did.
I told you he was a professional fisherman for a while, commercial fisherman for a while.
Oh, maybe
so. Did you remember me telling you about it?
Oh, that's well.
He's a good old man.
Yeah.